Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Welcome to another episode this week, focusing on you maintaining a wonderful mindset of tranquility, of being calm, figuring out how to overcome stress. Because I know in the U.S., this season is very stressful for so many of our students because this is the series where people start focusing on Christmas and what they're going to give to their children and vice versa. And for some folks that don't have family member or another position to do that, whether they admit it or not, it tends to be stressful, you know, for one reason or the other. If you happen to have tips how you survive this season, I'll be glad to add it to the one I'm sharing. So make sure you email me at info@parallelograminstitute.com. So today I am going to talk about random acts of kindness. A lot of time we hear that we think we have to do things outside of who we are. Well, today I want to challenge that. I want today for you to do random acts of kindness for you, focusing on yourself. So kindness isn't trendy, nor a hot topic. It's around all the time. We think about it, but it's not something we strive to do for ourselves. We do that for other people. That is an unfortunate because kindness starts with you. It doesn't just help other people. It also helps you, right? So if you're interested in learning some ways, so I'm going to share those couple. It's 5 tips that you could do this upcoming week to be more kind to yourself. It's not deep. You could take it as basic as I'm sharing it with you, or you could make it as deep as you want. Because right now, you are your best asset. I know a lot of the time that you hear these things and you think the different speakers are spinning it. There's a reason why. Because we as human beings, you are your number one asset. You are created to be something extremely special. Whether you agree with me or not, or anyone who've told you that, or because of what's going on and the circumstances in your life are so negative and so traumatic, you cannot see the best in you or where you are right now. But trust me, you were not created for that. That was a passing moment. Love is the key. You are loved. You were created from love. You're created to give love. You're created to foster love. You're created to represent love. So as you look at these tips, as basic as they are, take them for face value or you tweak them as always to make them suit you. So the first tip is give yourself a genuine compliment. This will boost your mood and it will give your day a start in a positive way. It might also make you feel better. I know it's going to be awkward to do that, but as you continue to do it, you get better. When you get up in the morning, what speech do you give yourself? Do you look at yourself in the mirror and say, I thank God for you. You are awesome. You did a great job yesterday. You did 5 out of the 10 things that needed to be done, but they were priorities. I'm proud of you. You got up, you got dressed, you went to work, and you showed up to work with a smile on your face. You showed up and shared your love. You showed up and you share your best of you with the community. Give yourself those compliments. The next one is to become your own charity. A lot of times we look at charity of giving out. So about this year, as opposed to look for opportunity to give out of your empty cup, find a way to fill up your cup. You could put your name on that charity bucket, you know, and do be honest. Let me pause here for a minute for disclaimer, because it has to be said sometimes. When I say be your own charity, get a jar, put your name on it. You don't have to put your name. You could put my business, my book. You could put my marketing. You could put your next pair of shoes. And you take a picture, you put it in a jar, And you don't have to put physical money, any kind of money you deposit into that bank account or to that pot, put it in the paper and put it in the jar so you could actually see it growing. So become your own charity. Create a purposeful fund for your dreams, your objectives, your goal. The best way you could commit to that for you as a charity is to save the money automatically. If you have access, you go take the little $10, the $5 from your checking account, from your paycheck as soon as you can. Go ahead and do it very quickly. So that way you don't have to lose it. Number four, you could do something positive, comments for yourself around the house. As you will post or say something positive to someone else, use these posts or comments for you. Use sticky notes with positive comments or quotes to yourself. Take a week and only say positive things with comments, sticky. Just keep putting them everywhere you go. So that way you know when you wake up, anywhere you are in your house, you will see your positive notes for yourself. Like, don't forget, you know, I'm so proud that today you cleaned the kitchen, or I'm so proud that today you keep your bathroom clean. You did a great job at making up your bed. I like the way that you prepare the table for your family, you know, and you can have dinner and take their time with you. So those are the sticky notes you want to leave around. So every time you walk in your home or wherever you work, you could see you doing the great things. And also, keep away the negative thoughts, because we are in a season where people are losing family members. You know, we have teachers are dying. We have students are dying. We have parents, grandparents. It's really traumatic. So you need to figure out how to set up a way that you could encourage yourself, because we are here. We're still here. Those people are gone and we still have to live. And we have to live in a way that we keep it positive for the family member that we have here with us. You understand? I know you miss the people that are gone, but don't dismiss the people that are alive with you, because we're still here. The next thing is accept help from other supportive people. A lot of people like me, like you, who like to help other people, we don't accept help when people offer it. We keep saying, oh, I'm okay. Especially women. You know how we think we're superpower. We want to do 8 things. Even when somebody offer you help, you just say no, where you should have said yes. So if there's somebody that can help you, say yes to that person and ask for help. It's nothing wrong with asking for help. You're not going to be any less than who you are if you ask for help. It's the way you could be kind. So what I want you to do this next coming up for 7 days, I literally want you to write these things down. Give yourself a compliment. Create a drawer where you're going to save money for something that you want. Volunteer to do your project. I forgot to talk about that one. So the way you could volunteer for yourself, you do a project around the house that you wanted to do and you don't have money or you can't do it, but do it for yourself. So those are the things I want you to do. And those are random. Don't do them in any particular order, but just random acts of kindness. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.